Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 88, recorded on the 1st of July, 2012. I'm Brent Covland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
On a slight delay.
And, with us is Generic B.
Hey!
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody?
What's up, diggity dog?
Diggity, diggity, dog. Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing swell.
Much better now that you're here, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were all depressed and kind of down on our luck and, you know, all that good stuff.
And you're so cool, it's helping out the fact that it's 108 here.
No, we were just remarking how handsome he is. It brings up the quotient because we're ugly.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
I'm balancing it out.
Yeah.
We thank you.
Hey, no problem. Happy to help.
And aren't you going to play on con?
I am.
What?
Awesome.
Joe Mills talked me into it.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Excellent. Yep.
We're actually working on getting a chill room for everybody, all the Minecrafters down there at PlayOnCon. If you're looking at the live stream on twitch.tv/deadworkersparty, you can see it at the bottom right now. So chip in and join in.
Yes. Chill room?
Yep.
The chill room.
It'll be like a green room for nothing.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
for
that
chilling.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, it probably won't be too chill, really, right? I mean,
it's we'll be Alabama.
Playing, like rock band, yeah. playing games and yelling and throwing stuff and tearing up the walls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then taking up a collection to pay for the torn up walls.
Yeah.
It'll be a folding table with a bowl of corn chips and some RC Cola and moon pie.
Yeah,
that'll be
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
You've been to our other parties, it sounds like.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
Some of the other people who are coming want to do a table flipping contest, you know? Like they wanna and so that's what'll happen is in the middle of the thing, you know, Aurelian's gonna walk
nice.
In and flip the table and the corn chips and the moon pies are gonna go everywhere. Gonna get RC all over the place.
Is there something going on with flipping tables? Because that's a new animation in the new WoW expansion is you can get a table that you can flip. It's
are
an
you
item.
Kidding me?
Well, oh, really?
It's that whole
it's
ASCII
an old
thing.
Meme, yeah.
It's that ASCII thing. It's that little face that flips the table in the ASCII meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
are too old for me.
No, it's not that old.
You're too old.
And if
let's
you're
just
watching,
go with that.
Leave a table flipping ASCII in the YouTube comments.
Yeah. Yes.
And everybody thumbs it up.
Thumbs it up.
All right.
So is that going to be like a trading card thing or something? Table flipping?
I'm not sure. It's just an item in the game you can get.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I don't really get it.
I want to see it.
That's a shark jumping if I ever
yep.
heard it.
Oh, Sudorossi's flipping a table in the
yep.
chat room.
We already got it
there
in
it
the
is.
Chat room.
There it is.
There it is. There it is.
Man, angry folk.
Farmer Bo did it too. Okay, no one else do it. We don't want you getting banned or whatever. Oh, no. A whole flood now.
I think you started
table
a chat
flipping.
Room meme.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, everybody's mad. Look at them flipping tables.
They are angry.
So, speaking of Generic B, we've seen your stuff on YouTube. Do you want to let everybody know your channel if they don't already?
Sure, it's youtube.com/genericb,
which you should go subscribe to immediately. And when you're subscribed to that, subscribe to his Twitter, which is the same. It looks like
I like to be organized. You know, it's like keep it simple, right? Like my password is always just password. So maybe I shouldn't tell people that.
It doesn't matter. Mine's God.
Yours is God.
Yeah, that's the other one, right? God, password.
Eric's is sex.
Yeah. Mine's I like girls, not guys, dadgummit.
It's kind of long, but you
exclamation
know.
Point.
Exactly.
Yeah, with little hearts and stuff and built in.
Right.
Yeah, keep that stuff strong, right? Keep your password in your pimp hand strong.
Okay, fine. It's I Heart Unicorns.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's the real one.
He does. Really. So what do you got what are you working on right now?
Oh, well, we've got my main gig. I actually have some boys in the chat represent. We got we have Hermitcraft, which is our server. So it's myself. We've got Hypnotized Joe Hills. You guys know Joe Hills.
We do.
Yep.
Dirty Joe Hills. we've got Biffa, Exuma. Those are our two British guys. I call them the Tea Eaters. And
tea eaters.
Yeah.
They eat tea?
I learned something. We're very cultural in our server, so I've learned that British people eat tea.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you find this out?
Well, Biffa, I was talking with him. He's like, oh, Roy, well, I got to go right now. I've got to go and eat my tea. And I'm like, which is world's worst British accent. But I'm like, eat your tea. And so apparently I think that's like what they call dinner, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe that's what gross. They call tea time if they don't want to say they're going to drink it because there's crackers involved. No, biscuits.
Crumpets.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
I wonder, biscuits or cookies.
Like Hardee's biscuits?
Yeah.
Chicken biscuits? Like,
I wonder, do they eat coffee beans too?
Y'all are making me hungry.
Oh, no, yeah. I am kind of hungry.
They chew their coffee. Yeah. Oh, look at that. House wow, ASCII.
That
he flipped the house. Yeah, get rid of that thing. But yeah, so that's our servers. You know, it's your typical little got a bunch of really cool YouTubers together and just have fun, prank each other, and build really cool stuff and be ridiculous. And we've got a upcoming secret, super secret PvP project we've got going on. Probably will be released in the next week or so. And for everybody who likes the survival games, you're going to love what we're doing.
Very cool.
Very cool.
So we'll definitely look forward to that. I kind of skipped ahead. I guess I'm asking stuff that's in the next segment. But to let everybody know where you got started with the whole YouTube Minecraft sensation.
I found the game. I was bored. I quit WoW. And then I was like, I need something else to play. And I was like, oh, here's this Minecraft thing, and I tried it. And the very first time I played, you know, I died, like, first night. You know, I'm like, what's this green thing coming after me? and I was such a noob because I didn't know, like, what that, like, you die and you respawn, but it's still nighttime. And I was like, oh, forget this. And I quit the game, and I started brand new. And then I dug a hole, and I never left. but then I had some buddies, so they had a small server that I played on, and I, you know, was slowly learning some basic redstone. I started in 1.6, so I guess like the same version that the 360 is on now, so no pistons but everything else.
And so I
was playing on that, and I was building little things, and we had like five or six guys on the server, and I'm like, hey, come on, check out what I built. And they came and they looked at it, and they're like, that's real awesome. Okay, we're going to go build our stuff. You know, I'm like, man, I just spent like 4 days building this dirt hut. So I looked on YouTube. I was looking for a way to make water go more than 8 blocks without constantly digging down.
Oh, yeah.
And I found Etho with all his signs and his little, you know, black magic.
the voodoo of Minecraft.
Yeah, man, it's total like Minecraft voodoo. And my... It was just like, you know, that animation, the animated GIF where the guy's just like, oh, that was me. I was like, wow, you can hold up water with signs. This game is great. And so then I'm like, hey, I can make a YouTube video. And I did. And that was like a year ago almost. I think a year ago next month.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've grown actually pretty fast in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really awesome. I've been doing this thing, a lot of things. I started doing video responses for folks like Doc M and Etho, all the, you know, redstoney guys back in the day. And then I started this thing called Redstone Wars, which is an hour-long head-to-head themed design competition. So we would have our viewers pick a theme, and then we would kind of just sit down and, like, we wouldn't see what each other's building. We'd do our thing, we'd build it up, and then we'd let our viewers vote on which one was best. So, man, I'm doing hand motions. I'm watching myself in the... like this is the international sign of Redstone Wars, I guess.
Heard it here.
I've heard of this.
Actually, Seth Bling's on here. I've gone against Seth Bling. He destroyed me. But, yeah, that helped me grow quite a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we covered Redstone Wars.
Yeah,
I remember that.
We've heard about that. Yeah, okay. Very awesome.
Well, cool.
Well, how about we, let's go ahead and move on into this.
Hello,
Howard Jr.
I had this like shock like feeling because I was like, he's not going to say it today. It's not going to happen. And I slowly turned to look at Eric. He started.
Yep.
So that's
good. It is now time for Howard Jr.
Oh, okay, so
the buzzer, dang.
Speaking of journeys, we've got some awesome sponsors this week. We've got some individual sponsors here. First off, we have Lord Bones, who says,
"I'm 21 on Wednesday, July the 4th. I'm so young, but feel so old."
You are old, dude, but happy birthday.
How old did he say he is?
21.
Shut up.
Ancient. Ancient. And we also got Afro Monkey, who says,
"I'm going to grab Wes's butt next time I see him."
I do it every time.
And he will. He will. I absolutely
We need to get him down to the studio.
Yeah, we do.
You know, so you can grab your butt and we can stream it.
Paul, you should come down to the studio sometime.
Come on down. Stream that butt grabbing. Yep. Speaking of butt grabbing, AZ Crafter says,
"The AZ in AZ Crafters is pronounced as in Diaz."
So as crafters.
Yes.
And he really has nothing to do with grabbing butts.
Yes. And I did have a mistake last week. I said that AZ Crafters was coming to Play On Con when I was thinking of Aztec Consulting.
Oh, yeah. And you said AZ instead of as.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And we have Crummy, who says,
"My building is bigger than Wes's castle."
And hey, you know, they say it's not the size of the building.
it's cobblestone or
it's
not.
Yes, exactly.
And then we have two great servers this week, or Minecraft channels, either one, that donated to our sponsors. First, we have Nick Faust's Minecraft server PvP event. And he says, go to nickfaust.com/PvP for more info. And please come to the event. This sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked into it. It's a July event, so it's starting now. So go check that out right now and be a part of it.
And also, Lord Bones, you might have heard, he's sponsored as an individual, but also for his YouTube channel, and says, go to youtube.com/TheLordBones. He has weekly Minecraft videos and currently Blighted Maidens, new episodes weekly, and they're looking for people to collaborate with.
Nice.
So, yeah, get in touch with the Lord Bones.
The Lord Bones.
Subscribe. That sounds like an epic name, man. Lord Bones.
I know, it totally does.
And he's like, "No, I am the Lord Bones."
Yeah, not just a Lord Bones.
The Lord Bones. I can just picture the, like, his skin's probably pink.
Never forget.
Hearts all over it.
Like a pony.
Hey, guys, the Lord Bones here.
Every pony wants to be Lord Bones.
Yes.
Something like that.
It's always better with a definitive article on it.
It is. So this week,
you smarten the place up. I know. Here.
Our journeys.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and move forward on this. I did some more at Brent Copeland's, and I've got to say, reading the comments, I realized how stupid I am at Minecraft. I was digging for diamonds, like, for 5 episodes, all on the wrong levels. Like, I wasn't going to find a diamond unless someone logged into my server and handed it to me. It just wasn't going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I was, like, on level, I don't know, 20 or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just a little off, so I saw the comments. I got tweets about it, like, dude. Like,
nice.
Come on now. Like, how many years have you been playing this game? And so I moved down a few levels, found some diamonds. Oh, don't want to spoil anything. But so tune in this week. I'll start posting those. And I'm going to start doing something different on it. I'm going to start live streaming and taking feedback live so it doesn't take me a week to find out how stupid I am. I can find it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. And of course,
I've been chopping down trees all day and haven't found a single diamond.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've been watching. No. So, but that's about it for me. Been messing with that and a lot of work stuff. What about who wants to go next?
You know, I mean, Eric and I actually played quite a bit this week. We came down to maybe record a Core Elements episode this week, but we ended up not doing it. My guest had to postpone until Thursday. But we logged on the Shaftlands and we walked around and hung out with everybody, and I showed Eric some stuff, and then
we got all nostalgic too, because
we did.
We were, you know, because if you've ever been to the Shaftlands, you'll know that there's a a central portal area where you can teleport to different maps.
Yeah.
And these are previous maps that we had years ago. Well, not years ago. Oh, yeah, maybe,
yes,
huh?
Years.
Yeah, back in Alpha or whatever. So, and there's all kinds of different ones. But anyway, so we go back to one of the first Shaft lands. And I don't know, just kind of looking at it now, it's like, wow, nothing in this whole map is... there's no, like, there's no stone steps. There's no, yeah, like, you know, stuff that, you know, that just wasn't around back then. No colored wool,
yeah,
you know, and stuff, yeah, like real general,
oh, wow,
stuff.
Old school.
Yeah, so.
You're like, wow, just, look at this dirt hut.
Yeah.
But the reason I kind of went back was because I've been revisiting it, and because there's a sign that says this is probably not the map you want to go to when you walk through the portal, because the whole map is protected, but it's not protected against mobs. Okay, so yeah, if people come in and get hit by a creeper, it'll blow a big hole in the ground, and they can't even fix it. Ooh. So I went in there, you know, a couple weeks ago and was like, oh, well, hey. You
and
know?
You finally came out today.
Yeah.
So, I'm so proud.
I came out of the alpha map. Anyway,
we got some audio drop-ins now. That's sweet.
We're so proud of you.
I know.
You.
It's like a zoo crew.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I walked around and was like, and I wanted to bring Eric in because he hadn't been back to that map and didn't even know you could go to it.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's the Welcome Center. I remember this. I built this. And it was, I mean, it was just this pure childish glee.
Yeah. In fact, if you're really curious and you want to see that, the stream is saved over on our Twitch, twitch.tv/deadworkersparty.
Yeah.
It's labeled like Eric and Wes play Minecraft or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. It's nice to reminisce sometimes, you know.
But you forget stuff too. Like you know, we kept looking for things and we didn't know exactly where they were and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's kind of cool. And then also we ended up playing some games with Bebop and Fire UK this week. You want to talk about that, Eric?
Oh, man. Okay, so it was like a six-hour live stream with Bebop and Fire UK. Really fun. We did Sky Grid, one that Seth Bling made, and he's in the chat room right now. Hello, sir. And
AKA the Vertigo map.
Yeah, oh, man. It's so surreal looking around. It's really fun, though. You should check it out if you don't know. I mean, we're kind of late playing
it. The basic premise of it is that there is an infinite grid of random blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all just far enough apart so that if you're sprinting, you can jump from one block to the next. But if you fall, you fall through the ground.
Ah.
Like, yeah.
Because we're so good at those jumping maps.
Exactly. That's how I spent the whole first 5 minutes of the game was screaming.
Yep, me too.
Yeah. But there are some.
I played it about 5 minutes. I was like, I can't take it. Fell 20 times in 5 minutes.
Well, there's some tricks. Should we talk about the tricks? Should we spoil it for people? Or should we let them watch the videos?
What's the tricks?
Well, like, there's the whole water thing. Here's a neat little thing you don't know. Like, let's say you're jumping from block to block and you find some ice.
Or let's be honest, they probably know, but we don't know.
Well, no, this is actually kind of sneaky, and I'll admit I did not know this. But if you hit an ice block and there's nothing underneath it, it won't turn to water. It'll just die.
Right.
Right. Yep.
So you have to build up blocks underneath it. And then you can hit it, and it'll make water that'll go all the way down. So then, like, if you're jumping around near the water, even if you fall a long way, you can then jump into the water and swim up.
Ah, a little elevator.
It's like an elevator.
That still seems way too advanced for me. I'd miss it.
And then
I would drown in the water elevator.
And then the other thing you want to do is sometime near the beginning, you want to go and hunt down some chests. Because the chests that are random blocks have stuff in them.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we built a cobblestone generator pretty late in the game. It'd probably be the first thing you'd want to do.
Yeah. Well, but, we needed a bucket and some lava and some, you know.
Yeah.
It took a while. So.
And it was six of us playing, right?
Yeah.
Me, you, Fire UK.
Five.
And
yeah.
Biba.
He's not good at math. Leave him alone.
Yeah. Anyway.
Two.
Tons of fun. And also, the Archon Chronicles is premiering this week. We'll cover it, I guess, next week. I think it might be going on right now.
This is the documentary on the chess game?
The chess game?
Yes. Archon, yes.
Archon, yeah. I remember that. Archon is awesome. So I think that's going on right now. We're missing it because we're doing the show, but we'll check it out. We
logged in to see it yesterday.
We did. We met the guys yesterday. There was some problems, and they had to move the premiere to Sunday instead of Saturday. But we were hanging out in a limousine, and all of in-game, of course, not a real limousine, but in-game, everybody changed their avatars to dress up.
Wait.
Like I had a suit and tie on?
I wasn't supposed to rent a limo. I was sitting in the limo in my laptop the whole time. You didn't tell me?
Man, so you should have invited me. I was just sitting at home playing Minecraft, man. So anyway, it was really fun, even though the movie didn't get premiered. Also, this week, lots more episodes of Father.
Father.
Faja.
Faja.
So if we hit all the relatives, we got grandmother.
Grandma.
Was it her birthday?
Yeah, grandma's birthday.
We need a good like cousin map or something.
Yeah.
Cousin. Brunkle.
Maybe Uncle Brunkle. Daddy.
Brunkle. You need a good Brunkle Daddy.
Oh, jeez. So, yes, check out our channel for all the good stuff.
Yep. Because this was a good map. We really liked Father, and we think everybody should watch this one. This is a good one.
It's very nice.
Except you guys are terrible rescuers.
Rescuers.
You can't step over a hole with a web in it? Like, you just had to step right into it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Check out episode 4.
That was funny.
That was funny.
I just remember when you were in the web and we were watching you fall. That was good stuff. So
nothing worse than a slow death, right?
Yeah, totally slow. And he's like, help, guys, help, please.
Help. And we're like, this is when you wish we paid attention to all those videos on how to do Minecraft. We're lost right now. Like, okay, so I know we asked you some questions already about what you've been doing this week, Generic B, but you want to expound on anything or talk about anything else about what you've been up to this past week?
Yeah, sure. I've been in non-Minecraft stuff. I've been completely face-palming, rage-quitting, playing that Quantum Conundrum game.
Oh, yeah. The new Steam game.
I thought I was smart. There's a Penny Arcade comic where they just showed about that game, and it's like, here's how you feel when you solve a puzzle and it's got the huge brain. I'm smartest man alive. Here's how you feel like when you can't solve it and it's just like this like okay type guy. And I'm a little more okay than I am smartest man alive. Like the comments, I love my subscribers. I love my viewers. But brutal comments. Because everybody loves being the armchair quarterback, right? When you watch your videos. You're like, you know, generically, you really should have, you know, flipped it over into the fluffy mode and put 3 saves in a row, and then you could have done it. I facepalmed. I knew that in, like, first 5 minutes, you know. And I'm like,
totally.
Wait until you play the game, you big dummies, and then you'll see how dumb you are. Because it just gets worse and worse, but in a good way.
Yeah.
There's so much parkour, or as we used to call it back in our day, platforming.
Yeah.
Right, platforming.
Yes.
I'm
when
good.
Did
I'm
start
good at
calling
that.
Everything parkour.
I think it's the whole 2D to 3D, like 2D's platform and 3D's parkour.
Yeah, maybe.
Does that work?
I think
you heard it here first. There you go.
It's a hipster thing.
Hipster.
No.
No.
I ant the ding.
Oh, okay. Buzzer then. All right.
Frank the ding.
Okay. Well, I want to play that game a lot.
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
What was that? Totally got cut off right in the middle.
Oh, God. That was timing at its best. It was like I hear Wes talking, but my finger won't stop.
The interrupting bumper.
Moo.
Oh, so.
In the news this week.
Looks like we got a lot of news this week.
We got a lot of news this week, starting with Snapshot 12W26A.
Yes.
Wow, there's been 26 weeks in this year so far.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's gone by fast.
Yeah,
it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's halfway. Whoa, we're halfway there.
Yeah.
Halfway there.
Living
on the shaft.
Nice. Need more goat bell.
More goat bell.
All right, anyway. Okay, so the latest snapshot, mostly bug fixes. Is there anything that that catches your eye on the bug fix list here?
I'm not seeing anything really all that interesting. There's a big list of them, and I'll link them in the show notes.
I mean, they're weird things. Like, monsters can now spawn on upside-down slabs.
It's the worst.
It's weird.
I just noticed my face, because we're lagged on the stream, and I just noticed my face when I was looking at it. My look of disgust.
Jeez.
Well, I think one of the big ones is, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, but the monster spawners now store extra information. Because I know my son was just asking me today, how do I get a monster spawner to spawn something besides pigs? You know, on a thing. And I think you need, like, the soft touch or something, blah, blah, blah. But that still spawns pigs, right, when you put it down?
Yeah. Oh, you can't even silk touch a spawner anymore.
Oh, so I guess this, when you put down the spawners, whatever, it'll be able to spawn different things?
Yeah, so this is for adventure map makers. So, like, Vex and Seth Bling's been doing a lot of videos on it. Basically, you can, tweak out what comes out of the spawner. So it's not just, here's a creeper spawner. It's here's a powered creeper who can go extra fast and has 10 times the amount of health.
Oh, God!
Yeah,
no,
sucks.
We don't want this.
No. Don't want it at all.
I mean, I know there's some people who really want it,
that's
but
neat, though.
It's neat, no, but it's we're going to be dead a lot.
Sucks. Yeah.
Well, but you have to trust the good map makers to not exploit it. You know,
I guess that's true. Like, now they can have a boss mob, right? A powered up creeper or something, and
you know, and if they go over the top, then you know, then they're just crappy at making maps.
Because if they can set it to only spawn one,
there'll be a whole bunch of people who are going to make completely over the line stupid hard maps, and then there'll be the ones who are, you know, the standards that are making really good maps, and they'll know how to use it and balance it out.
Yeah,
but there will be that dark time before they learn where we all just die a lot.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Also,
speaking of dark times, Lydia's dark times are over. She's now back in Sweden. Did I overstep what you were saying, Eric?
Yeah, last week I was really complaining and almost raged out about how I wanted performance upgrades and fixes and stuff like that. Bam, they gave it to us.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
So performance improvements have been claimed in this new snapshot.
Very awesome.
Have been claimed. We'll see. Anyway. Now you only need a supercomputer to play Minecraft, not a mega supercomputer.
Oh, God.
And speaking of mega supercomputers, Lydia's back in Sweden. Is that a good segue?
That's a good segue. I like that. Hey, you guys are professional.
We try. So she's got her work visa again, and she started up her 365 days in Sweden. That was restarted on Wednesday and included the news that Carl Money has contacted Lydia to let her know that the application has been approved.
Carl Money.
I like calling him Money. Because he is Money.
Yeah. Money.
You're Money, baby.
I love Carl.
I do, too.
I love all those guys.
Have they picked where MineCon's going to be?
Paris.
No, I think it's
a rumor.
Yeah, Paris. But it's a pretty strong one.
It
is.
You heard it here first. Rumor. Lydia called me earlier today, and she said, Brent, you can't tell everybody.
I'm emailing her right now. You're lying.
But if you drink too much on the show and let it slip out, then we'll understand. So it's going to be in Paris. So everybody get your planes booked now. It's going to be in November.
Yeah.
Is that for real? For real?
Yeah. Get your planes now today.
Or are
you
want to
beat everyone else.
It's not real.
Hold on one sec. Orbits.com. Oh, I'm typing on the show notes.
I saw him typing too. That was pretty cool. Okay, so she's going to be doing more weekly chunks, the community roundup and content and stuff. So stay tuned. Look in there. Keep Mojang's website, and you'll hear about Paris any day now.
Yay, Paris.
I am Eric Fillerton, and I am wearing my trousers.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
Huh?
Do you like French fries?
That's all the French I know.
Les poissons.
I know a little French, and he's sitting right over there.
Weak.
Do you have a little French in you? Would you like a little French in you?
I kind of went through.
I'll be here all night.
That one. Sorry about that. I ran all over. Man, you want to do it again?
We're going to take the iPad away from you.
The buzzer says no.
Survey says.
All right. What's this next thing, Wes?
Dinnerbone is in Sweden, too. Lydia wasn't the only one touching down in Stockholm this week. Dinnerbone completed his move to Sweden on Friday. And he had barely just gotten a suitcase in the door of his new apartment before joining the rest of the Mojanglers for their first formal Friday.
Curse that dinner bone.
I know. Waiting for the dinner bell to do the bone thing.
dinner bone ring. Okay, so here's one close to my heart. Curse is actually holding a contest over at the Minecraft forums. Giving away Jinx Minecraft t-shirt, so head over to there. It closes on July 30th at 11:59 Pacific. So go over there and get you some Minecraft wear.
Yeah.
So what's this about Conan O'Brien playing some Minecraft?
That's crazy. I did not know about this. So Conan O'Brien has started a new series on his show called Clueless Gamer, where he will try his hand at various video games selected by fans of his show.
No, he hasn't. Whoa. He's not actually playing Minecraft yet, but
right. The
goal is to get him to play Minecraft.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, he will, no doubt.
Yes,
that is so cool. So Minecraft is amongst one of the games listed on his Team Coco website. So you can go and choose what he wants to play. Let's see, it says.
So should we get him on an adventure map with us?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, Brent.
I'll call him up, dude.
I don't think we should do that, Brent. That's a horrible idea.
I love it.
In the realm of possibility.
That's going to be the coolest thing ever.
I'll Skype him real quick and see what he says.
Sweet. We'll sit here and wait.
All right.
Yep.
He says no.
We heard you clicking on the keyboard, so it must be legit.
Oh, this time I'm typing in the chat on Twitch. I'm all over the place, man.
That's awesome. So moves.
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 What is this one all about, Wesley?
So.
Moves. I love it.
It's terrible.
It's a lot of text. I don't know.
This is bad. Two other people from the Minecraft community are also moving as well.
What?
X-Zylinder has hopped over from Sweden to spend some time at summer school in England and to improve her English speaking skills. Really?
Wow.
She's planning to come to Huntsville.
Is she?
No.
I don't know. But anyway, and
we can teach her some English down here.
English.
Yeah.
Get on out of here.
And Astragali has actually moved back to the UK for the time being.
Oh, no more Connecticut.
Yeah.
No more Connecticut Jones.
They didn't love him there the way that we do, though.
Yeah.
But he'll still be working for the show.
Yeah.
So these incredible notes that we go over every week, he'll be still doing those.
Yes.
It'll just be that it's kind of late for him right now.
And it'll have more of an accent, I think.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he moved over here, didn't lose his accent. I wonder if it's going to get stronger by moving over there.
Maybe we can get him to go visit people and get audio clips from people in, you know, Europe.
Get some interviews and stuff. Yeah. Do some live. You got an iPhone or you got a camera, Astry? Let us know. That'd be awesome.
Scout out the MineCon 2012 in Paris for us.
Paris?
Yes.
Paris.
And he's in Bolton, Lancashire.
Lancashire.
Yeah.
Some Shire.
Lancashire.
So he's a hobbit now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's just...
Listener contributions!
Listener contributions! That was lovely.
That was.
That is. Where'd boy, that was from? Almost angelic.
Where'd that come from?
I pulled it up before the show.
It's new and improved.
Oh. It needs something. More.
He crafted
it's
it. I saw him.
It's time for...
Listener contributions.
Time for listener contributions.
See? We can do them both.
That's fabulous. Okay.
Whoa. That's nice.
Yeah. Isn't that a good one?
Barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
That one got sent in. So, we got sent some more paper craft from Steo and Cranekill.
Yay!
We got little pigs, but they're not just pigs. They're piggy banks. I couldn't pull them off. I was kind of... And we also got some poop blocks, but they're securely fastened to the sheet that they came on.
You want to put it in front of the...
Sure.
Because now you can put them in the hiney of the pig.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. So yeah. Here's our pig, and you can put poop blocks in his booty.
There's your poop blocks, sir.
Yep.
You guys are living the dream.
I know. It's what we've always wanted.
Who knew one day you would be shoving poop blocks in the back of a pig?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Times are good.
So, can I see the sheet?
Yeah, I was going to... Well, do we
are you want to read it?
It's a lot of stuff. So the main thing is go to st30created.webs.com, and this is where you can get your own printable versions of all this.
Yep.
Made by Steo30 and Cranekill. So they may not be able to get to PlayOnCon this year, but they're trying.
Yes.
So we may actually see them.
And we want them to. And if they do, if they will come to PlayOnCon and do a papercraft panel.
Yeah.
We want to do a papercraft workshop. And we'll get everybody down there to do some papercraft if they can make it down. I've got some programming space all saved up for them.
I'm just throwing poop at people. I'm a monkey.
He just threw poop blocks at me.
I know. And we also got some. We also got some lunch money from SRJ26. He sent us some cash.
Yeah,
look at that.
That's very cool.
Look at that. We got cash.
Now, I don't know. This is from joking on one of the shows about you could send in stuff on a $20 bill. Just write your comment on it.
Yeah. yeah. But he was nice and didn't face the money.
That's a great idea.
So. Anyway, and he's the creator of Everybody's Free to Kill Creepers.
Yes.
And he just sent in a thank you note and was talking to us, and he hopes he would like to come to PlayOnCon as well, but that's kind of a pipe dream. So
yeah.
And speaking of, I guess we can say a little bit. We don't want to say too much, but we're going to be working with him in the near future.
Yeah.
He's going to be actually making a video for our channel. So we're looking hopefully to... not to put the pressure on him because we're just now talking about it, but we're going to try to debut it at PlayOnCon. So if you can't come to PlayOnCon, watch whatever streams. I'm sure there will be tons of down there. Watch them, and hopefully you'll be able to see a first release.
Yes.
Yep. There, Vin.
Exciting.
Yep.
First.
Also, here's something really cool in the chat room. Sminx and Senku.
Sminx!
The creators of Quest World Shipwrecked.
Yeah, I remember that one.
They are almost done with Quest World 2.
Oh, can't wait.
And we can't wait.
They just let us know in the chat room just now. So we're on that. That's sweet.
Yep.
Loved it. Loved the map. And I knew it started going wild recently when CNanner started playing it.
Yeah.
So that's
Yay.
Cool.
Yay.
So what else we got here?
So MC Diamond Miner says, could you please explain the process in which our contributions get on your show? It's a very, very simple process. There is a form on the Shaft Podcast website, and you fill it out, and then Astragali reads that form and filters through and grabs the best stuff for the newest show and puts it in a Google Doc for us.
Now, it's kind of confusing, and we're kind of in the process of redoing the site anyway because we know it like hurts your eyeballs and stuff. But it says submit. That's the only word for this page is submit. So shaftpodcast.com, click on the word submit at the top, and that's where you put in all these submissions. How do they get to us? That you're right. It's Astragali. He's the madman, the genius behind what gets on the show.
Yes.
Send him some.
So when your idea doesn't come through, it's his fault.
All his
it's all his fault.
His fault.
Is he your Oompa Loompa?
He is.
Pretty much.
We saved him from the Schnoz Wanglers and the Vernicious Canids.
Nice. Whoa.
Pretty good.
I love that movie.
Pro quoting right there.
Yep.
Nice.
And now I'm waiting for hate mail to come through the chat room.
From Astra?
Yeah. Thanks for putting that on me.
It'll be in the doc. Just look at the doc. The anger. Yeah. Look, I saw him typing somewhere. Got to find it.
Okay, so the next one here we have from Da Pixel Wizard.
Let's see.
And they're asking you, Brent. Brent, what will you do if the show actually makes it to 1,000 episodes and you have to pay Eric and Wes, like you said, in episode 1?
What did I say I'd pay y'all?
Let's see. So you don't have to.
It doesn't say. I forgot.
If you listen to episode one, you'd know. Isn't it like you pay us $1,000 or something? $10,000? $1 million?
It has to be a million.
1 million.
Sure. Let's see. 2030. That's how many years?
$1 million.
$1 million.
18 years from now. I'll probably be dead by then. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was probably a big amount.
Living in Mexico. The law can't follow you when you go to Mexico.
And Astrogali did point out this would be in 2030.
Oh, $500. We're starting to see in the chat room.
Oh,
some people actually know.
I'll do it. Yeah. Yeah. I'll pay you $500.
$500.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Because I don't think y'all can maintain.
You
know, I'm going to say that. I love you guys, but I don't think y'all can maintain for 1,000 episodes.
You are a crazy person.
Wait, how many
person?
Years is that?
18 more years.
Oh, 18. Yeah. Oh, no.
This,
oh, no.
See?
18 years.
I already got one flaking on
Same.
Me right
now. I'm in. I want that cool mill.
Can you imagine?
No, $500.
It's only $500.
You're forgetting about interest rates and inflation.
No, you'll be like, thanks for the $500, and it'll be like enough to buy a Coke.
No.
That's not my problem.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, $500 cash, but we don't use cash anymore.
That's right.
We use emeralds from Minecraft.
Yeah. Maybe, could you just give us like a bond or something or some sort of like a $500 investment perhaps?
Yeah,
maybe
let me go
a
get
little,
on that right now.
Piggy bank. Do not open till 2030.
See if I can sell a kid's spleen or something to kid's fund spleen. This.
Okay,
it's a good cause, Jacob.
So the next one is from LazyLion777. I love your show. I hope you guys keep bringing your followers up to date with cool stuff and news for a long time.
Cool stuff? Now, this is, I guess, blowing our own horns here, though. They just came out with the podcast app for the iPad.
Yep.
Like, it's the Apple's podcast app, and if you go to the gaming, we're on the front page.
Yep.
Nice.
Now we're only like top 18 or 19 in the whole thing, but we still show up on the front page. So that was awesome.
Yeah. Also, the article where there was who was it
That's
for?
Right.
It was for some tech site. Was like, you know, here's the new thing and how you use it, and like all his pictures had our logo in them.
Yes, that was Callie Lewis's site.
Yeah,
GeekBeat.
Yeah,
TV. Yeah, so listeners. Everybody listens
to Yeah, I'm
to
sure
the
they listen to it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he subscribes to us, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
You don't necessarily have to listen to what you subscribe to.
Why do you think he subscribed to us?
Because he likes to listen to us talk about inserting poop into
speaking
pigs'
of,
butts.
Speaking of, we still get reviews on iTunes periodically.
Yeah.
But if you haven't left one in a while, or can you leave more than one?
Yes,
you can.
Yeah, go back and leave an iTunes review. It pops up it pops us up the charts a little bit and lets more people know that the show is there.
Yeah.
We had actually more reviews than the Giant Bombcast, which is a big gaming one. So that was kind of cool.
I love reading those too. You guys leaving some really good stuff, so excellent.
Yep.
Okay, we got one here from Cool Guy 261. My favorite podcast.
That's all. That's all that needs to be said.
That's all.
Thank you for putting that in there, Ollie. Did you like how I did that?
I did.
I missed some stuff there, but I made y'all think your stream was broken.
It was pretty authentic.
I'm trying to concentrate, but I just see this message keep changing.
There's a message going all over the page right now because Astro wants us to read it so bad.
I feel like one of those 80s like spy movies, you know, where it's like they're at their computer and it's like, wait, who's typing? Who is a secret?
Yeah, they're hacking into some website and somebody's typing on their screen.
Oh yeah.
Jack, what is that? Jumpin' Jack Flash? Is that the movie?
Yes.
Whoopi. I'm showing my age again.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
So this last one is from Angus Brebner, and this was originally in Excavation Station, but we moved it here. And it says, so I need some help. I like this girl, but I need help to ask her out. Do you have any ideas? Well, does she play Minecraft? If she does, find out what server she plays on and make a giant will you go out with me sign. Those aren't creepy at all.
Yeah.
They don't look. Yeah, you'll totally impress her with that.
And outside of Minecraft, take her into TF2 and buy her one of those $99 rings from the Steam store.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spending $99 on a digital ring. That's a good winner. Yeah.
Do they seriously have a $99 ring?
They do. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't even know that you could see it, though, visually on the model. It might be a sparkle on your hand, but I don't know.
It would have to be so big, like... Can you imagine?
Yeah. You know what else women like? When you seriously ask them to marry them before you go out on a date. You should try that too. Say, I want to marry you.
Oh God.
And like, just be dead serious.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
They go for that. So I've been married, oh man.
They go for that.
A little over 12 years now. I met my wife, and the first thing I did, this is true story. True story. We were at a frat party in college, and I put a cigarette out on my tongue. She was smoking, and I said, "Hey, can I borrow that for a second?" This is my cool party trick, right? So you know, you put the cigarette in your mouth, and then you do this like, and it puts it like right on your tongue, and then you can just hold your mouth, and cigarette's gone. And then you take it and you turn it, and you just go like that, and it doesn't hurt too bad. And yep,
too bad.
That's not awesome. Too bad.
Chicks after a few beers, nothing hurts too bad. But yeah, that's true story. And I guess that impressed her enough, and the courting was in session, as they say.
Basically, the answer to all of this is do whatever you think is right. You know, like don't worry. You know, don't try to get it perfect. The only advice I ever have for a man dealing with a woman is stop being desperate. Except if she says no, be okay with that. If the moment you burn down her house. Yeah. The moment you get needy, it's over. There is no getting past it.
Nope.
So,
needy ain't sexy, is it?
Yeah. You have to recognize the free will of the other person and their ability to say no. Now you can ask them out again as long as you're willing to take no for an answer.
And I might not have been listening well, but so the gist of it is, if you really want to get her attention, put a cigarette out on her tongue.
Yes.
Her tongue.
That's it. You got it. Tongue.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Just wait until she's talking, and as soon as the mouth gets real big, you just go, you're good. You're in.
Speaking of in.
Audible.
What's the link, Wes?
Audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Now, this is something we have special for you guys. You can actually go to it right now. What's that again, Wes?
Audibletrial.com/theshaft.
And you may see there the incredible deal that you will get if you go there. It's a free month.
Audibletrial.com/theshaft.
It's 30 days to try out this great service. You get a free book. You don't even have to pay for anything to get this free book. You can get the free book. See if you like the service. If you do, then you can pay for the next month and get another free book.
Mm-hmm. Audibletrial.com/theshaft.
And with the whole political season, I've kind of stepped out of politics because I get angry and start punching people in the face. But if you're like me, you still enjoy some good humor. So they have Stephen Colbert's I Am American and So Can You.
Audibletrial.com/theshaft.
That's just one of 100,000 titles that you can choose from. Also, Car Talk is if you like podcasts, Car Talk is on there.
Game of Thrones.
Which is a good listen to.
New books coming out, right? What, book 4 or 5? What's the new book coming out?
No, there's not a new book coming out anytime soon.
Are you sure?
They're all there, though.
But the series, the new...
I have them tied up in the basement. I figured we'd just have them write a new book for us.
Yeah, it didn't work for the last one.
Oh, okay.
That one took about 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll let the series catch up on HBO before you'll see the next book.
Okay. So there we go. That's good.
Excellent.
Where do you go, Eric?
Audibletrial.com/theshaft.
If you just don't feel like listening to something and you want to watch it instead, you can always go somewhere else. Where's that, Wes?
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Is it Dead Workers?
Dead Workers Party.
Dead Workers Party.
And $7.99 a month. You got a deal just for us to get some Netflix.
I've been watching a new show. Not a new show, but it's an older show. Life on Mars. Have you watched that yet?
I loved it.
Yeah, awesome. It's about a guy who gets hit by a car, goes back to 1973,
Time travel.
And he's not really sure if he's in if he's in a coma or if he's been abducted by aliens or what's going on.
That's really good. I'm so sad it got canceled.
So anyway, so yeah, check out that show. Netflix.com/Dead Workers Party.
And Eric and I have been just, we call each other at night. We're like, what episode of Cheers are you on? I'm on like 94, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Norm. Nine seasons. So there's 25 times nine is what?
It's like 200.
Oh, I don't want to hear about
25.
It. 25. Let's move on.
Making your way in the world.
Push the button, Frank.
Is that it? Is that it? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Taking a break from all your worries.
Sure would help a lot.
Just go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and sign up.
Nice. Wow.
Helps us. Yes.
Major product placement right there. This is almost like you guys have done 87 episodes before.
We have.
Bacock! Bacock!
Yeah, sorry, I kind of ran all over you there.
Yeah. That's Plus, okay. You got to keep in mind, we also did 120-something episodes of Control Point, 30-something episodes of Warp.
Yeah.
10 episodes of Ye Olde Republic.
How about the Daily Gamer?
Daily Gamer.
Almost 70 episodes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All of our old podcasts that got canceled.
Where'd you find the time?
And then I've got another link.
What doesn't?
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, if you're logged into Netflix, it won't work. It'll log into your account.
Oh yeah, yeah. It goes to the sign up.
Okay. Cool.
I also released another episode of Core Elements this week, talking about our podcasts. Interviewed the Kevin Dent. It's very funny. I have not had to bleep this much since I interviewed Edmund McMillan. So you can go check that out at ce.deadworkers.com, Core Elements.
More bleeps than C418.
Yeah.
I guess he holds the record for the shaft, I think.
Yeah.
Was he a big potty mouth?
Yeah.
He is.
Swears like three sailors with Tourette's?
Yes. Yes.
Something like that.
Maybe even four.
I would have never guessed his music so...
Calm.
Yeah. G-rated.
Yeah. It's being German. That's what it does to you, I think.
Yeah. Germans.
So we have Excavation Station here, where we talk about stuff that you want in the game, and occasionally stuff we want in the game. In fact, what do you think, Generic B? What do you want in the game?
You know, for the longest time, I wanted some kind of additional redstone-y thing. I would love nothing more than to have, I think it's in the Tekkit or Technic or whatever that pack is. So you build a farm, right? Like, let's say you got a melon farm, and every once in a while the melons get harvested and they flow down your little water thing. To be able to put a chest right at the end of that, and the melons flow in, and maybe they run over a pressure plate or something, and then the chest opens up and the melons just dump right in.
Oh.
Can I have that? I mean, that way I would never have to actually push any buttons.
But you'd also get like 20 stacks of water because, you know, the water flows in.
Yeah, well, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, chest of water.
Should we call Carl and see?
Sure.
This is Carl Mane.
Hey, yeah, Carl. Well, we were just wondering if you would get this put into the... Okay, does that not work?
No.
Like no, that was good. He got it. He hung
that
up.
That was great.
Yeah. Is this Carl I'm speaking to? Oh, God. Hitting wrong buttons left and right. No, that's an excellent idea.
No, I think there might be something good in that. I worry about too much automation. Like, if the ability to collect items were too easy, you know, if you could automate too much... You know, like if you could just build a monster grinder that just collected infinitely.
You have to leave enough stuff to do in the game, because if it's all automated, then you're bored and there's nothing to do. Like, even if it's just stupid busy work, that's what WoW ended up being. It's just a lot of little busy work, like daily quests.
Yeah.
But if you take that away from the game, there's really nothing to do.
I don't know. Because, like, that's what I do. I get on my island. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do this. And then I walk outdoor and I'm like, well, first I got to mine my reeds around my lake. And then I've got to get the wheat from this. And then I've got to go impregnate my cows and my sheep. Not me, but make them impregnate each other.
Oh, okay.
And then By then, something's attacked me, and I've got to go inside. Hey,
you know, Brent, you should try putting your cigarette out in the cow's mouth.
Yes, there you go. That works every time.
Best way to impregnate a cow.
Yes.
60% of the time, it works every time.
And 40% of the time, you just get one of those. Right. Yep. But you know what I mean? And then I'm like, okay, now it's time to go back to sleep and start the day over again and redo all the collection crap. And I didn't actually get to collect my diamonds because I didn't get to go mining. Or you know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
I can see a real use for something where maybe, you know, you still have to unfill it. Maybe you can only do one chest. So it's small, you know, and so you still have to go empty it or you'll lose stuff. Or
yeah, or like, you know, if the chest gets full, then a little signal comes out and says, okay, stop harvesting. Or I don't know. See, the nerd in me just wants to, like, I feel unsatisfied because I get it all the way to the point, like, there's push button automation, right? And then we got the bud switches. And then the bud switches are great because then the thing will push its own button. We just need that one last little one that's like, put it in the chest for me.
Yeah.
And then maybe like mine for me and play the game for me.
Yeah.
I think we need a switch to explain all that stuff you were just saying to me. So confused. Yeah. But switch. I have no clue about the redstone stuff. Matter of fact, I should get you on the at Brent Copeland Island sometime to build something.
Oh yeah, there you go. For me. Be happy
I need to reinvigorate it. Get some guests.
Would that
we'll
be
do
cool?
A party.
Like, and not like I wouldn't do the video. Like let them do a video if they want to do for their channel or whatever. But they could just come in and hey, I built this on Brent's Island.
Oh yeah, I see. Yeah.
So they get something for it.
Right. Right.
Have a little fun.
Playing on That's, Brent's Island.
People keep asking me to do like a redstone tutorial series, and I know it's been done a million times, but. I'll do like, hey, here's this thing. You just do the T flip flop, and I figure everybody knows what a T flip flop is. But
yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, maybe I will.
The one thing though that I think is the best idea. I wish you were able to dye redstone so that you could have like a red wire next to a blue wire next to a green wire.
Yeah,
that's the only like redstone changey thing I would do.
And then you'd have the shears, and you'd be sweating, and you'd be like, do I cut the green?
Exactly. Yeah. And then the other thing is, I wish that there was some kind of a block that you could put a redstone torch inside of. Like, because when I build lamps, I don't like glowstone as much as I like redstone lamps.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually just walk around and put a redstone torch under the ground, and then a block on top of it, and then the redstone lamp.
Yep.
But it would be cool if you could have some kind of a block that you put the redstone torch inside of, so it didn't have to be three tall, it just had to be two tall. So.
Oh, like like a powered block.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Kind of like a battery, maybe. Maybe a battery.
Oh, yeah, like a battery. Battery block. I love it.
Yeah. There you go. We also got something from T. Gruber. And he would like a simple interface to party up with people on servers. And so if you party with them, their names would be highlighted and visible at all times, even through walls or at great distances. And it would help you keep track of your friends when you're spelunking or mining or stuff.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be really nice. Like, have you guys played the 360 version of Minecraft?
Not yet.
So it's got... like it's really, really bright the game tag, and I think it's got maybe a health bar underneath. So it's like day glow. You can see the sucker a mile away. But boy, that would be great if you were playing like survival games and you teamed up with someone.
Yeah. Or like, maybe there's an item. Dude. Maybe there's like a flare you could make that you know maybe so it's got you know you have to craft it, but it makes your name extremely visible to so that you can find each other.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You don't end up with the perma, you know, some kind of potentially game-breaking permanent awareness. But then, of course, if you use it and it's on a PvP server, the other people can come and get you too.
So does this seem like a better mod idea than something actually put into the game?
No, I kind of like it in the game. I don't think this would break it.
Sometimes I wonder if they're trying to stay away from looking like an MMO. You know, like no minimap, no...
Yeah,
you know the chats
looking for group.
You know,
yeah.
And I know some of it's like good. I mean, MMOs wouldn't do it if it wasn't. I mean, of course, they'd do crappy stuff too. But
yeah,
a lot of stuff in there is good things for a gaming experience. But I just, that's just, I guess, design philosophy on theirs.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be an awesome plug-in for it for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess you're giving it a.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
With some modification, change it a little bit.
I give it a meh.
Okay, we've got one here from Army Cast who wants thinks that wolves and dogs should or wolves should keep away skeletons. Cats are used to keep creepers away, right? So a dog would scare skeletons away because dogs like bones.
I'm okay with that. I like it. Yeah.
Ding.
That's a good ding too. It's in stereo.
I think I would like the dog to be able to go pull a bone from a skeleton and then the skeleton fall over.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then bury it.
It would have to scare him away enough outside of shooting you range. Because like creepers are close combat, but skeletons are like, hey, I'm across the map, I'm going to blast at you.
Yeah, that could kind of suck if your dog like keeps it away and you're like, no, I'm trying to stab it in the face.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
No one ever wants creepers near them.
This next one's tailor-made for Eric.
Okay.
Up one from where you put your cursor.
You have died of dysentery. Excellent. Let's see. Submitted by Flying Pigman. I think that if you are in swamps or in the water in swamps, you should get dysentery or parasites like that.
No.
I think it should make your hunger bar go down really fast and that you shouldn't be able to move too quickly.
So no. How do you fix it?
Well, like,
are we going to have hospital? You got to build a hospital real quick and then a nurse will spawn and put in a hospital bed and some machines.
See,
and
I think that's getting into almost like DayZ territory because in DayZ, you know, they're adding temperature, body temperature and sickness, illnesses that can be contagious and they can go between, you know, characters. And it's very complicated.
Because they needed more ways to die in that game.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, but I think after a few months of actually thinking about, like, say, malaria and mosquitoes transmitting malaria through, say, jungle biomes would be pretty cool and realistic. But I think now let's keep the game fun and friendly and die in fun ways, like an exploding creeper. It's annoying, right. But it's still fun and cool, you know.
As opposed to like dying general from rot.
Yeah, that's just not fun. So
hey, I died because I was walking through the water. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm gonna say on this one. Where is it? There you go. But a month ago, I would have said yes. But I've been thinking about this and playing a lot of DayZ, so you know.
So the next one we've got is from Casey Cool 1, and it's bone armor.
Bone armor.
And Casey Cool would like a set of bone armor that disguises you from skeletons, just skeletons, and makes villagers run from you. Also, a bone club would be cool. However,
you know, I read this and I was like, bone club?
Bone club?
Is that like a secret society or something?
And evidently,
join the bones.
If you're dressed up in the bone armor, dogs will come and pull your leg off.
Yep.
Wow. Cuz it was hilarious.
Oh, funny.
Well, like, it was God. Either that or
yes, that would have been a better one.
What are you, an audience or an oil painting? This is grade A material.
Nice.
Okay, so we have Joe E who wants enchanting fishing rods. Basically, thinks fishing is too underpowered and used, so it deserves an upgrade. I guess that's underused. It can have efficiency 1-5, unbreaking fortune, something similar, and a poison barb useful for hooking hostile mobs.
I am all for this. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, if you can work a pun into it, I'm down.
Yeah,
it's funny.
And
in
I like that
World of Warcraft, I fished like a fiend, man.
I think it would be hilarious. You know, you could fish up stuff. Like, you know, what if you randomly fished up a pair of boots
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. I think that's really cool. Yeah.
And you would have to have fortune on your fishing rod in order to even do that.
Yeah.
Slash B.
I love it. Great idea.
Yeah.
Isn't that the channel? Anyway.
Love it.
Yeah, I learned about enchanting this week. I seriously didn't know much about it, but I finally got my enchantment table and library and then enchanted something and realized it sucks all your levels out.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes I thought away. You kept your level, and that's only enchantment you get. So I like enchanted like a shovel with something.
Oh,
and
no.
And I'm like, ugh. Got a shovel of efficiency. Great. And it's got like one hit left on it. Just what I needed. Let's go level up.
And it takes 8 million days to get up to a good level. Yeah. It'll get fixed in the next patch, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, man. I don't enchant anything. Because I'm too lazy, or I die. I'll get up to like level 29, and then I die, fall in lava, or something like that.
Yeah.
Grr.
Wow. Yeah. Think about it like being currency. You know, you just spend the money. And,
yeah. No, and I think that's good though. I mean, it gives you something instead of just like I'm level 30, nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool.
Last one here is comedy. It's Comedy Gold. No, it's just Comedy. That's their name.
Submitted by Comedy.
They want emoticons on your face. They
on your face.
And there should be a face texture editor to change how your face looks. And
whoa.
Bind those faces to hotkeys. So when you press those keys, your face texture changes to you smiling, surprised, angry, etc. This could increase the experience of adventure maps for YouTube or better human contact on servers.
I like this a lot. It would be abused. People would probably just have like, I mean, essentially you can animate your face. You have like, say, three different frames or maybe five frames. So, you know, one would be surprised, one would be happy, one would maybe wink or something. Yeah. You know, that's the intended use. But then you would have like, oh yeah, all of a sudden I'm penis face. All right, yeah. Also, you know what
totally.
I mean?
Like, tub girl face.
My face would go eat at Joe's.
Yeah, you could animate letters and stuff. That's true. So I don't
Netflix.
Know.
Netflix.com/ Dead Workers Party.
That's right. No. I think it's a cool idea, though. If you do abuse it, hey, you abuse it. Who cares? I mean, you can also abuse Minecraft in general and grief people. Yeah. But I think it would bring enough good to where I think it would be really fun. I dig that one.
Yeah, I like it too.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
For YouTubers especially, you know, to be able, like, you could do closed mouth, open mouth. So when you're doing videos, you could be like, hey, how's it going, everybody?
Yeah, and you just maybe cycle through the two hotkeys or something, you know, make your mouth move like a puppet, you know. Yeah, that's really cool.
Puppeteer.
I like it a lot.
So you want it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes. And let's,
by the way, Evil Seth is in the chat room.
Hello,
Evil
sir.
Seth.
From Bucket.
And in the little wood is, too. Wow, look at this chat.
Wow.
Really filling up with people.
Look at these people.
Hello, Evil Seth.
So now let's go to something amazing.
Sightings.
<It's> so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so intense.
All right. So here we are. There's some cool stuff that we have spotted this week. A lot of stuff that Astrogali has spotted and put it in here for us.
Before we go on to these, why don't we ask Generic B if you have something you want to promote this week?
Yeah.
Oh, something going on this week. I'm going to try my darndest to get the trailer out for our new PvP game that's going on. Can't say what it's called, can't say anything, but it's going to be awesome. And and also this week,
Super Smash Steves. Is it Super Smash Steves?
How did you know?
Super Smash Steves.
Wow. Terrible. No, and I don't know if I don't know if it'll be released this week either. You know how it goes. Everything's kind of played by ear. But we have a really, really cool new hermit crafter that's joined in the server. And I think folks are really going to like this person.
Cool.
And, yeah, that's what I got. That's what I got going
on. Wow, excellent, excellent.
Wow, Pause on Pause is in the chat room, too. Hey, Pause.
Hey,
What up,
Ozzy Posh?
So, what do we have here?
Video. Go on.
Yeah, the first is Frostfire Alpha versus Beta team-based PvP, and this is inspired by Fame's Alpha versus Beta map. Blame the Controller made one of his own, which kind of expands on the original. And the video contains details on servers where you can join.
Yes, I haven't been able to get on that yet, but he's run a few games and invited us, and it's there's always something going on. I can't be there, but I can't wait to check it out.
We've got actually two mods here. They were discovered, sent in to us by Astrogali and the Crystal Crow. They were looking for some mods on how to have your mobs die. And Crystal Crow found mob amputation, so you can beat mobs with anything, like a fishing pole, and it'll amputate them and stuff.
And their own limbs.
And Astrogali found one, mob dismemberment.
Dismemberment?
That's a hard word.
Dismember that one time.
I just remember one time when they bleed when you kill them. So these are both by I Chun.
That's so crazy.
And they both require mod loader.
Wow.
That would be it. I like how it says you can use any tool, including fishing rods. You can use your enchanted fishing rod and kick some butt.
Yeah, that's right.
And then in naval gazing news, there is a video that Paradise Decay has made called Rise of the Rebellion, the Shaft Edition feature. And this is evidently a nice little tribute to this show in his Rise of the Rebellion adventure map. And the short video shows it off. And it's broadcasting live from the Death Star.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's really sweet. Yes.
So we need to play that map sometime.
Yes.
Did you ever explain why we haven't done it yet?
I don't think I ever explained it on the air.
Because I feel bad, because he wants us to do this map.
Oh, I know.
And we really want to play it. The main reason is just, like, copyrights. We were worried about, like, doing a StarCraft map and...
StarCraft?
Star Wars, sorry. Wow. Minecraft and Star Wars, StarCraft. They knew what I was talking about.
It's all the same.
You mine on level 16 if you want diamonds or below. That's all I'm saying. But we're worried about, like, copyrights, like... Playing a Star Wars map and then not having the Star Wars sound effects and stuff might just be jarring and not sound right. So we're kind of worried about doing that like that. So
and Eric's
can you
head might
add your own voices to it, like.
Yeah, I mean we could, but the biggest thing is the score. Like, what music am I going to use that? Any music that I use that doesn't sound like Star Wars is going to already be rejected. It's going to be like, what? This is weird. You know what I mean?
Baker Street.
There you go. Or we can use this one.
It's perfect. You guys got it.
But like and it
use your force.
And it's because I'm just real picky, and you know, I want it to be perfect, and I want it to be awesome. I want it to do justice to the map itself and the creator, how the map was put together, just like all of our adventures. And I won't be able to deliver on that. You know what I mean? It just won't be as good as it could be. So therefore, I just don't want to do it at all. I know that really sucks. It's really lame. I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
I'd say we just rip the music from Star Wars and go with it.
Non-monetize the videos?
That's, just play it, that play takes it all backwards.
Play it all backwards. Yeah. Reverse it.
It's all the same.
So I don't know. So that's really the concern we've had thus far. So yeah, until I figure something out. Or hey, feel free to let me know too. Tweet to me. Let me know if you come across a sound library that sounds just like Star Wars. Let me know and I'll hit it up.
Or if you know Lucas and can get him to give us permission to use his audio.
Exactly. There you go. That'll work too.
So if you're a listener and you're over at what is it, ILM? Is that where...
He's pretty open to that stuff, so... Lucas.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty open source on this stuff.
Yeah.
Let me Skype him real quick.
Oh, he's totally Skyped him. Do you hear him click all those buttons?
Just do it.
Yeah, so... And he said
yes,
so...
He says, yeah, go for it.
Sweet.
You heard it here. Well, you can put that in the in down in the options, the comments, where it says, yes, Generic B contacted Lucas on Skype and said yes.
Yes. If you have a problem, just see Generic B. Generic B said it's okay. Copyright loophole. Yeah. Who needs the Fair Use Act? It's all about Generic B fair use.
Yeah. I honestly think we could get by with fair use and do the audio very liberally.
Yeah.
I think, because we're not selling the audio.
Right, right. Well, we'll have to maybe ask a lawyer. There's actually a lawyer in the chat room right now. We won't ask her right now, but yeah. They will get back to it.
So, you want to do this last one, Mr. Eric?
The last one here is Scary Creeper Cake from Zach Paragon. And let's see here. It says, Zach's mom made him this creeper cake after she'd played Minecraft only once. Possibly the scariest creeper cake ever made.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In a good way. Yes, it's totally creepy.
Yeah, it makes you... I think she put the bad icing filter on it in Instagram.
Oh.
And you can see this in the show notes. All of these links will be in the show notes for the episode.
Show notes.
Something about creeper cake just doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I just opened it up. Yeah, wow.
Who's that? Is there somebody knocking? Someone's here. Who's there?
Housekeeping.
Hey, she's back.
What up?
Housekeeping.
We got a lot of crap you can clean up today.
Fresh towels.
Me no clean. Me for pillow.
Oh, she doesn't clean now. She's too good for us, huh?
Me for pillow.
All right. Just leave the mints and go ahead and leave.
You are not a nice person.
No, but lucky.
We got something for you to clean up in here.
No habla jerk face.
No habla jerk face. That's great.
So under here we have a Fraps contest. Remember that? The Fraps contest, we have a ton of entries.
Yes.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
a bunch.
7, 8.
Tons.
We have a lot. 25, 30, I don't know. So here's the idea. We're going to choose five. No. Actually, we're going to let you choose five. Are we still going to do that?
Yeah, somehow.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to make a video, and this is going to be on our channel. We'll tweet it, but just, you know, if you subscribe to Dead Workers Party on YouTube, you'll see it. A video showcasing every single entry. Some were video. Most of them were screenshots. And the videos are still valid. I know we asked for screenshots, but technically...
They're just moving screenshots.
We could just take a screenshot from the video that you made us. But anyway, if you're not okay with us using the entry for a video, let us know. I wouldn't see that would be an issue, right?
Yeah, no. We got legalese in the submission form. It's all ours.
Legalese. Yep. We own you. But anyway, it's going to be a great video, and the deal is we're going to let you vote. So in the comments of the YouTube video, let us know which one you like.
There's some really cool ones in here.
Yeah, there's some people went really crazy.
And that was just it. We wanted everybody to see all of them. So what we're going to do is put them all in a place where you'll see all of them.
And we'll tally up the main winners, and then we'll get the top five, and then the top five will win a copy of Fraps, and you can go forth and record.
But if nothing better, games. You get a cool video of a bunch of cool Shaft logos.
Yeah. We'll put your name up there. I guess we'll number them all, so it'll make it easy to vote for them all.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And it'll be a good time. Yeah, always thinking.
Man, you and your brain.
You are thinking. And we also got... a little note here about the Shaft app. I assume this is the iPhone. There's a little issue. So the company that made the Shaft app has gone under. They're no longer with us. So we've got to move over the app into some way for you to actually get it again. So we're working on that. If you have a Droid, there's an app out there that someone did.
It's the unofficial Shaft app.
It's the unofficial app.
And in fact, it's actually pretty decent.
Really?
So, someone somewhere just made an app one day, and it's... So anyway, if you're Android, go grab it. It's free.
I gotta look that up.
I suppose if it wasn't free, we'd probably have an issue with that, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know. I mean...
But anyway, it's
1999.
Like, when we get this back on, who knows? We'll... maybe try to make it free or lower cost or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so we're working on that. Give us some time because, you know, it takes us time to do everything. I still have like 8 packages in the back seat of my car that need to be mailed out.
That's right.
Sometime soon.
Yeah.
There you go.
So if you can't get it, that's why you can't get it. So, Generic B.
Yes, sir.
Where can people find you if they want to find you? Not like your home address.
Like under the bed or in the closet?
Yeah.
Or where can we
in
find
a hole.
You?
YouTube,
in a hole.
Twitter.
Yeah, so YouTube.com/Generic B, and that is Generic with a K, as it shows up there in the little title of the Shaft podcast. I'm on twitch.tv/genericb sometimes. I can't handle the craziness. There's way too much. I gotta learn how to put on that slow mode chat, I think. Slow mode 12 hours.
Yeah, get you some mods.
Yeah, and let's see, twitter.com/genericb, facebook.com/genericb. I need some more Facebook loving. I only have like 600 people on there.
Yeah, go so, go like them, go follow them, or whatever you do on Facebook.
Give me on the facer. Come on now.
On the old book, on the Facebook's books.
Yeah. Yes. Well, MySpace. Cool. No, I'm just kidding. Look me up on Friendster.
Friendster.
And come on down to PlayOnCon, and you'll get to meet him in person, and he'll sign stuff for you.
Yeah,
that's right. We'll like to, your face.
We'll get to
kissing
hang
hands
out.
And shaking babies.
That's right.
Shaking babies.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Kissing hand syndrome.
We're gonna put a play
I'm
on
so
con.
Jazzed about that.
Maybe we'll make a play on con video for our channel too. Let everybody know some details.
Yeah,
and
thank you all for coming out today.
Yeah, and
it was a pleasure.
We will see you next week for episode 89.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Peace.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Exploded! It exploded! Nice. The whole show exploded!
Nice timing, man.
And we're back. Welcome to The Shaft 89.
With Generic B.
Yeah.
Dead Workers Party Network. It's like sex times bacon.